Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I'm so excited to share an evening with you. It is Thursday night, March the 27th, 2014, 8:34 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Thank you so very much. If this is your first time tuning into the show, Issues Concerning Women is a broadcast that I've been doing since 2007, and my main focus is to empower, to encourage, and to give information so that women and men can live their best lives. I have been excited all day about doing this show. I didn't know if I would be able to get to the broadcast in time, but I made it and I'm excited. This is our last Thursday for Women's History Month, so I did want to share something that I found. And during my research, you know, every Thursday this month I've been talking about women's history and how it affects our lives, how it makes us change, how it makes us think. I had the awesome privilege earlier this week to run across a video by the CEO, and or she may be the COO of Facebook, and her name, her first name is Sandy, and she was absolutely awesome. She talked about women being empowered. Women need to be sitting at the table, so all of you entrepreneurs out there who are or wanting to be entrepreneurs and you're thinking about starting your own business, I say this is the time to do it. Don't wait. Don't waste another second. Get started on it. If you need help, there's plenty of research online. If you can just Google whatever field you're interested in and find out all about what you want to do. You can also find a mentor, someone who is in the business that you want to do, and let them help you to build your business, to build your confidence. I love the internet. I love the library, free sources. Get out there, get the information, take a course online, and you can actually do that free as well. If you want any more information about that, you can contact me after the show, and I can give you some more information about how you can take courses that can help you in your business. Don't let anything stop you. We are finally, maybe coming into spring. I don't want to talk too soon because every time we think we're in spring, winter, oh man, winter comes back to haunt us again. The newscaster this week was teasing, and she said she was going to pack old man winter herself and send him somewhere where it was already cold. But I am excited. If you are a longtime listener to my show, thank you as well, because I couldn't do it without you. I have women and men all over the world who listen to Issues Concerning Women, and I really thank you for doing that. I know without you, I would not have a show or audience to speak to on Thursday nights. Tonight, this is the last night that I can talk about Women's History Month. Now, I'm going to say this. Women's history is every day, But tonight will be the last Thursday of the month of March. So I want to close with something that I found about Maya Angelou. And Maya Angelou reads an original poem at President Clinton's inauguration. And so this fits right into our culture, to our lifestyles, to our lives, letting us know that it does not matter where we started from. It always matters where we end up. We are women and men to be reckoned with, and because it's Women's History Month, I thought I would end with the research that I found about her. In January 1993, President Bill Clinton asked African-American poet and author Maya Angelou to participate in his inaugural ceremony by reading a poem that she had written especially for the occasion. When poet Maya Angelou stood in front of the Capitol building on the special staging built for the inaugural ceremony at which newly elected President Bill Clinton took his oath of office, the words of her poem celebrating the occasion seemed to ring especially clear in the chill January air. Angelou's poem held what she hoped was a new day for America, a hopeful beginning of a new administration. If at first glance she seemed to be speaking of what a new president could do to bring the nation to full health, her words also held a deeper meaning. For while there were many problems facing the country, the fact that she, an African-American woman whose roots were sunk deep in both slavery and poverty, took such a prominent part in the inauguration ceremony, did not go unnoticed and in itself sent a message of hope for the future. Maya Angelou, one of the most celebrated African-American writers of the 20th century, spent part of her childhood in Stamps, Arkansas, a small rural town where in the early 1930s, whites still harbored resentment that the slaves had been freed. The meanness of the people in Stamps never left Angelou. When her grandmother took her to California when Angelou was 10, she vowed never to return there again. But for the strength of her grandmother, Angelou, who was raped when she was 7 years old, might never have emerged from her self-imposed 5-year silence following the trauma she sustained. Her grandmother insisted that Angelou read the classics aloud to her. The only person to whom the child would speak. By the time she was in 8th grade, Angelou was the head of her class. When Angelou went to San Francisco to live with her mother, a professional gambler, she achieved an early goal. Angelou became the first African-American woman to work as a conductor on the San Francisco cable cars because she liked the uniforms. When she was 16, her son, Guy, was born. An unplanned pregnancy, Angelou nevertheless took her responsibility seriously and credits Guy with starting her on the intellectual quest that has lasted a lifetime. She taught Guy to read when he was 4, and then in order to answer his questions, she began to frequent the library wherever she lived so she could provide him with a proper answer. Angelou's life, never an easy one in those days, took many strange and sometimes perilous turns. In order to support Guy, she worked as a waitress, a cook, and a madam for a short period of time. She began to use drugs. Recognizing the dangers inherent in them, she quickly stopped. Sometime after the end of World War II, Angelou decided to study dance with Pearl Primus. And for a time, she was a professional dancer, appearing in several New York theaters. She was also involved then in the emerging civil rights movement. Most importantly, she began writing poetry and short stories. In 1961, Angelou and her son went to visit Africa, and for a time, they lived in Cairo and then in Ghana. In Ghana, Angelou taught at the university and continued writing. When she returned to the United States, a chance meeting with the writer cartoonist Jules Filler ended up with Angelou writing what was to be the first volume of her most multiple-volume autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Since that time, Angelou's reputation and talent have grown together. Angelou finally came full circle, returning to the South when Wake Forest University offered her a lifetime appointment as the Reynolds Professor of American Studies, where she continues to teach today. Angelou and her remarkable journey also continue to inspire hundreds of thousands of people with her poetry and her wisdom, not only African Americans, but anyone who has overcome adversity or who can appreciate the strength and courage that such a journey takes. Maya Angelou, an African American woman, a woman who in this time is a part of our Women's History Month. When I found this piece, I was very excited to rediscover Maya Angelou. I have followed her for many years, and I love how she speaks and how she articulates her words and how she has so much passion and feeling when she reads them. I am also privileged to know what it's like when you have words on the inside of you, but you cannot speak them, when you don't have a voice, and you don't know how to articulate what you want other people to know about you. Just like Maya Angelou, for some time I would not speak, not in the full sense that she did it, because she was very silent, but I would only speak when I was spoken to. And I had a fear that my words were not important, and I did not have any reason to be speaking about things that I knew nothing about. In those early times in my childhood, I felt alone, even though I had sisters and brothers, and I felt that I was not important and that anything that I said would not sound right, so I chose not to speak any words. During those times, I was very creative, and I would draw, and I would actually write stories about a life that I could only dream about being a princess, about being in beautiful gowns, and about wearing the finest clothing and jewelry and crowns on my head. I was a woman in a sense that even as a child, I knew who I was. I knew on the inside of me, but could not speak it on the outside. And as a woman, I no longer have that fear. I am the voice for so many women, and that's why I advocate for women. As a woman, I get the opportunity to speak about the things that I know, the journeys that I have been through, the roads that I have taken that have taken me on wrong paths, and the times that I had to backtrack and start all over again. But I'm no longer afraid. I have a voice. I have things that I want to speak about, things that I want to teach about, lessons that I still have to learn. I still use Google, and I still go to the library because I know that there's so many volumes and volumes of things that I may never get the opportunity to see. But at this point in time in my life as a woman, I get to explore them. I know who I am, and I stand proudly in this Women's Month of celebration. And as I stated earlier, we will not stop celebrating women in the month of March. We will continue on because we have so much to do. I have a voice, and I am a force to be reckoned with. I know that I have strong feelings about so many things. I'm so passionate about what I do and the love that I have for my people. And that as I reach out to those that are listening to the broadcast tonight, I want you to think about the things that you're passionate about, the things that get you excited, the things that give you goosebumps and make your hair stand on the back of your neck. I am here tonight because I am a woman, and as we celebrate Women's History Month, I am a voice that I know I have something to say. I am a woman who is not afraid anymore to speak. And when I look back over all the years, I wouldn't change anything about my upbringing. I would just want to speak to the little girl on the inside of me and say that I didn't have to be afraid because I had women who loved me then. My grandmother who loved me dearly. I was her firstborn granddaughter. She taught me how to be a woman, and I talked about this last week on the show. She taught me how to dress properly, how to speak, how to set a dinner table, how to prepare a meal. She taught me about wearing gloves and hats and how to tilt my head to the side. She told me how to make eye contact and how to know that in any presence of any other human being that I was just as powerful and I was just as knowledgeable as they were. Though I may not have all the degrees that they have or all of the training that they've gone through, but I do have a voice that I can speak what I know about. And if I didn't know about something, then surely I would go and find out about it. When I look at who I am and all that I have accomplished, and not that I'm bragging about anything that I've done, I know that if it was not for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I would not be able to do any of the things. And for that, I thank him tonight because he is the one who has gotten me through all of the years, all of the trials and tribulations, all of the tests. And now I'm here with my testimony. I am an ambassador for Christ, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I am here today to speak to any woman or any man that is listening to the sound of my voice today that I have something to say, that when we think about women's history, it just didn't start in the 20th century. It started so many years ago. It started with all the women before us, all the women who took upon themselves to not be afraid, all the women who knew that they had something to say and wanted to speak so that what they spoke about would be heard. And now is my chance and my opportunity to speak to those women who believe or don't believe that they have a true voice, to speak to those women and let them know that you can do anything that you want to do. We never thought that we would see an African-American man in the White House, but that has happened. So now we know that our dreams can come true. And we've known it all along, but we just needed some proof that we could be anything in any position that we want it to be in. And as women, we know that it is our turn now to move into that place that we could also be the President of the United States. So if you have a daughter and she tells you that that's what she wants to be, you can say, yes, my child, you can be. And even if you didn't believe that she could, even if my grandmother didn't believe that I could be a woman, and a fierce woman, she always told me that I could. She made me believe that I had everything within me to be everything that I wanted to be. She was the one who encouraged me along with my mother. These are my sheroes. These are the women that I look up to, the women who have told me over and over again how powerful I was, the women who told me that, yes, I did have a voice and I had something to say and that other women and men would want to hear what I had to talk about. The women who told me that I did not just have to be a mother, that I could be anything that I wanted to be, that I didn't just have to go to work and find a job and work for somebody else, that I could actually own my own business. The women who told me that I could stand tall and I could sit at the table with any man that I wanted to sit at the table with, from the president on down, and not be afraid to have a conversation with them. Those are the women that have empowered my life. And there have been so many other women throughout my short time here on earth that have given me the courage, women that I have watched from afar and that I don't know them personally, but they're friends in my mind, women that I have had the awesome opportunity to meet with and to sit at the table with, women who are in positions of clergy and business owners, women who are social workers, women who are fighters for freedom, women who are in politics, women who are in finance, women who are housekeepers, women who are child care providers, women who are caregivers. I've had a great opportunity to speak to so many different women and to have conversations with them. And as I continue on my journey, I hope that you will continue to join me on issues concerning women as I explore all the possibilities And as I look at my life and think about all the great things that are to come, today I had a wonderful conversation with a young lady who is stepping out on faith, believing for her new opportunities in life, believing that so many doors will be open to her, and I hope in the future that I will have her on my show. And I just want to say to any mentor out there or any woman who is in charge of any women's groups who has the opportunity to speak to women at church or just women that you see on the street, always have a smile. Try to give a word of encouragement. And if you're a woman of faith, you don't always have to quote a scripture to them, but just let them know that somebody out there cares about them. Somebody loves them no matter what they have gone through. Somebody is praying for them even if they don't know them. Somebody is looking at who they are and wanting to lift them up, because for every woman that has made it to a certain level, it is her obligation to reach back and grab the hand of another woman and to pull her forward, to continue to build that bridge so that no woman will ever be left behind feeling that there's no place for her to go, no one for her to talk to. And as I end my broadcast tonight, I want to thank all of you who have spent the last 30 minutes with me. It has been my pleasure to be on this show. I know that it is a privilege for me to have Issues Coming from the Women, the radio talk show, and I don't take it for granted. I am here to empower you, to encourage you, to let you know that there is someone here that cares about you, that you do have a voice, and don't be afraid to speak it. And if you're lacking the confidence and you just need the extra push, you can give me a call at any time. My telephone number is 757-567-6734. You can reach out to me also by email. The email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. You can also go to my website, which is issuesconcerningwomen.com. It's just like it says, issuesconcerningwomen.com. And look at some of the upcoming events. I need to update it, so I will be doing that over the weekend. I have had an awesome time with you tonight. And I hope you tell somebody about the show next week. I will be back again to share with you. Tonight, I shared a little bit of the information about Maya Angelou, and it was found in the book called What Every American Should Know About Women's History. And there are actually 200 events in this book that have shaped our lives and shaped our destiny. And for all the women that came before us and for all the shoulders that we stand on, I am very proud to be a woman. I have the great honor and privilege of working with fabulous women all throughout my life, and also have met some very, very powerful men in my journey. And I want to just thank each and every one of you that has been a part of Issues Concerning Women throughout the years. I will continue to do my very best to bring to you information that I can share with you on a weekly basis. And also I will be bringing wonderful guests to my show. If you have any questions about Issues Concerning Women or about any of our upcoming events, please let me know. There is so much going on in the community this month. SEVA, which is the Southeastern Virginia Art Association, is having their Women's History Celebration this coming Saturday in the city of Chesapeake. If you go to my Facebook page, you can find it there, because I don't want to misquote any of the information, but it is there for you to look up. Or if you just go to Facebook and look up SEVA, you can find it there. There are many programs that have already occurred throughout the month. And as we go forward into the coming months, there will be other opportunities for women to speak and to talk about our history, to lift each other up, and to be an inspiration to other women. And I'll also encourage any woman tonight, if you've been thinking about starting a program for women, just do it. If you need help, there are hundreds and thousands of women that are here to help you. And I know that that is true, because I've had so many women help me with some of my programs. This fall, when I do my workshops, I will be preparing for those as the coming months come, and I'll let you know the date. Usually my workshop for Virginia Beach is in September. My good friend LaLisa Williams has her women's workshop and conference in the month of August, and I believe it's August the 16th, 2014, and she's hailing out of the city of New Jersey. So go and check her out, Coach LaLisa Williams. There are other women that I frequent and support, and I will be bringing you information about them as they give it to me. The Urban League has some great events coming up as well, and I will share them with you on next month for the month of April. So it has been an awesome time for me tonight. I'm so glad that I did not miss my show. I actually had a previous engagement, but it ended a little bit early so that I could come and do the last Thursday of the month and in with the great information that I shared with you about Maya Angelou. It has been wonderful, and the amazing thing about what I do is that I get to do it again each and every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have thoroughly enjoyed being with you tonight. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. And if you get an opportunity to visit me on the website, please do so at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Or if you have a question, go to my email address, icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can even call me after the show at 757-567-6734. If you would like to call into the show, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7543 for next week because we're wrapping it up tonight. Thank you so very much for sharing your evening with me. The song that you were listening to was Day by Day, which is by Najee, and it is an instrumental. And I live my life that way. I live it day by day. But I never want to miss an opportunity to share with you great information and to let you know that there is someone that really cares about you. And even if I have not met you yet, know that I am here for you. All you have to do is reach out to me, and I surely will extend the olive branch right back to you. So have a wonderful evening. God bless you all for tuning in to the show tonight. I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, if you live in the Virginia Beach, Norfolk, or any of the seven cities, I am on this coming Thursday at 12:45 p.m. to 1 p.m. with Faith Break. So if you have an opportunity, tune into that show. It's on 1270 a.m., Joy, the Gospel Station. So until we meet again next week, have a fabulous evening, and God bless. Take care now.